I always, when I'm speaking, I talk about, hey, who here grew up poor? And you know, always half the audience raises their hand. And right. I'm like, well, I feel sorry for the rest of you.
This is The Playbook.
I grew up poor, six kids and a single mom. I grew, born in Akron, Ohio. She moved me to San Diego when I was nine. I always said no matter what she did, she was gonna be my hero, moving me from Akron, Ohio to San Diego, because it was heaven. But I just wanted to be rich to buy my mom a house and a car, two bedroom apartment, six kids. You know, I saw my mom, I grew up really happy, by the way. Happiness is a key component of my life. So I grew up really happy, but when I catch my mom crying over financial stress, the car would break down, a dishwasher, couldn't afford us to go to summer camp, worried. You know, my mom believed this, a fetus wasn't fully developed till after graduate school, so her, the fear of not paying for school was just the end all to her. And so I was dedicated, unlike my siblings were like you, hyper-academic, Harvard, Penn, Columbia. I just wanted to be rich.
I always, when I'm speaking, I talk about, hey, who here grew up poor? And you know, always half the audience raises their hand. And right. I'm like, well, I feel sorry for the rest of you. Because you can't teach the things that you have experienced. There's something special about a Hall of Famer, about a billionaire.
Yes.
There's something special. There's a frequency. And I wanted the same as you.
Yep.
I grew up looking up at the hill going, I'm as good as them. Right, I don't have my six kids, single mom. She's working two jobs, but I know I can outwork them. I'm just as smart as them. I'm gonna prove it. And then I realized, as I did like you, surrounded myself, that they were at a different frequency, and that I had to learn that frequency. Nothing is happening to you as a victim. When I was young, completely poor, six kids, two bedroom apartment, I believe things were happening to me. I didn't think it was fair. I couldn't understand why some people had beautiful cars and houses and two parents and all the things that I was missing. I made myself a victim. And then I decided that I was gonna overcome that and that everything was gonna happen for me. And I worked extremely hard, efficient, effective, with statistical success to become a multimillionaire in my 20s. And everything came for me. I thought I was an optimist. Everything was for me. No wonder I lost over $100 million because there isn't enough of me. Until I realize the duality of effective communication and inspiration, everything comes to me, for me, but most importantly, through me.